Governor Lamont is on the show. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Jazz.
Before we start, I'm going to play some audio because I think you and I make a good team, and I'm going to show an example of this. You could pick up the phone and call all of these insurance companies. Hartford used to be the insurance capital of the world.
Right.
Wouldn't it be good for them to create some kind of a fund?
I think that's a really good idea.
Is there something you, the governor, can do for these people who lost their homes and are now being asked to continue to pay the mortgage?
Let me talk to banking about that.
Here's another thought I had. The Fog Fund. The Fog Fund would be friends of the governor.
Fog.
You have some friends who have money.
All right. You gave me a lot to think about. Good thoughts.
I think Mrs. Lamont could write out a pretty...
Why don't you just give her a call directly?
I think it'd be better coming from you, sir, but, you know.
It was so nice.
So I had some ideas there, and it seems like one of them has materialized.
Very good. I'm just following your lead every step of the way, Chaz.
Nice. Thank you, sir.
We're making some progress there in the valley with that severe flooding. Started with volunteer efforts, followed up by about $5 million and $25,000 grants to help those small businesses get going. We've got most of the roads and bridges repaired. There's still some work to do. Thankfully, the Waterbury rail line gets going in about 5 days. That's taking a little bit longer because of the washout there. FEMA and SBA are there, but sometimes there's no wizard behind the curtain. FEMA is getting money out the door, so they have enough money now to support immediate needs, and they provide grants for some of the bigger projects, plus $45,000 for some homeowners, by 85 homeowners. SBA, they're taking applications, but there may be no money there until after the election sometime. So following the Chaz idea, we sat down with all the banks about 10 days ago and said, what can you do to provide a little bit of immediate relief for these folks who maybe are having a hard time, paying their mortgage because their businesses are shut down? So they, voluntarily came together with a little bit of push from us. And yesterday, there we were in Seymour, and virtually every bank is reaching out. You can call your bank if you're in one of these afflicted areas. Your house or business was hit hard by the flooding, and they'll work with you to get you some relief. Restructure the loan, waive any late payment fees, things that will just make your life a little bit easier.
That's helpful.
Yeah.
That's very helpful. It's not making anyone whole, but it's very helpful. Because the worst is you don't have a house.
Right.
And you're still paying for it.
It's unthinkable, really.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It is unthinkable.
Yeah.
And even our friend Mark Boughton over at Department of Revenue Services is doing the same thing for folks who owe state taxes. And, you can contact DRS and they'll give relief to those people immediately hit. So maybe they can delay payments for, 120 days.
Now, I know this is going to sound a little like I don't appreciate what you just said and what you did, but is there any way you can find some money for these people?
Well, as you know, we did the $5 or $6 million in grant money for those grants going out there. You're saying, why doesn't the taxpayers just pay to rebuild this stuff? I'm looking at that's pretty expensive, and what happens in the next flood and the next flood?
We are trying
to provide some bridge financing until FEMA comes in.
Our perception is, and we were talking about this morning. A while back, Attorney General Jepson, this is how long we're going back, came on the show. We were talking about doing studies, and he's like, $10 million a drop in the bucket.
Right.
So, you have people listening to the show, and someone says, $10 million, that's nothing. It's a drop in the bucket. So that's our perception, is that, $10 million is a drop in the bucket.
Right.
Like, can we find a couple drops?
Exactly.
Well... I'd say two things. You sound like a legislator. I have 187 legislators who come.
I don't know how to take that. Is that a compliment?
Is that a good thing or bad thing?
Tell me, $10 million is just a drop in the bucket.
Is it one you like?
But that said, Chaz, we're sitting down today. It's called the Bonding Commission, and we've got $10 million set aside there, trying to figure out how we can structure a short-term, you know, loan of more significant dollars to help out those homeowners until they can get the longer-term $500,000 SBA loan. So that's what we're dealing with today. I can't get specific yet, but we're putting together that bridge.
I gotcha.
Right.
Well, look, I, you know, I wish there was more. I hope there's more. I appreciate you doing this work. You know, I appreciate you coming out.
Yeah.
First of all, and then secondly, I appreciate you doing the work that you've done. You didn't have to do this. So I appreciate it.
Well, no, yes, I did. That's my job. And
no, you know what? Not everyone came out there.
Yeah.
Like that's a traditionally Republican area. And you came out.
Yep.
And Senator Blumenthal came out with help. I appreciate it.
Well, I'll tell you also the community came out. You know, they were there again yesterday.
Doubt.
They were there that first day, Claritas Shopping Center, hundreds of volunteers. You know, over $1 million donated. I'd like the insurance companies to step up a little more, but we're making some progress.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. You know, what great PR would be for them, and it literally dropping a bucket for them to make some kind of a fund and just, you know, pull that together and
a little goodwill.
Who can make that call? Who do you think can make that call?
Let me do it.
I don't know who that person is, but I have a feeling he's already made that call.
Oh.
And,
oh.
And they contributed to the, you know, to the volunteer efforts, but we got to do more there. And I got to figure out long term, what are we going to do? These people can't be sitting around without any type of flood insurance backup. This is getting more and more frequent.
Right.
Should be continued.
Of the places that you toured, what were some of the images that stuck with you?
The Little River, misnamed, and how in the fact in 2 hours it was over flooded. And I couldn't believe it, but there were pieces of concrete and cars, you know, big stuff.
Right.
You just washed down the Little River, and then it takes out a bridge or takes out a home with that type of power.
Yeah.
That's an image that I'll never forget and how fast it happened.
Yeah. It seems like a lifetime ago.
Yep.
And it's almost surreal. You know, when you see those cars stuffed under a bridge.
Yeah, that really happened. Yeah.
Just houses washed away.
It's just a reminder. Yeah. Everybody says the floodplain is all along, you know, Long Island Sound where you have, you know, high water. Not true. These rain bombs are happening all over our state and all over our country now, as Western North Carolina.
So what's next for you with this? So you announced yesterday in Seymour that the banks are going to be working with folks who are in distress over the floods. What's next on your to-do list for this project?
Make sure everybody takes advantage of the resource centers that are out there. You've got till November 19th. So if you're looking for FEMA support, there the money is flowing. So that can make a small difference. And see what else we can do at the state level to provide a bridge if SBA is going to continue to be delayed.
All right, so state level.
Right.
And then maybe call the insurance companies again. What do you think about that? Put that on the list?
Yeah.
That's on the list.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. I want to ask you about Halloween and World Series, but it seems insensitive to the flood victims. So we'll catch up with you another time on that stuff. Governor, thank you so much.
I should be dressed as a New York Yankee for Halloween.
Nice.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Governor Lamont.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save with customized coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping.
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.